A new report from the Department of Energy concludes there is enough evidence now to begin the licensing of a nuclear repository in Nevada. The report brings the administration a step closer to a showdown with that state, which claims the government has downplayed the dangers of such a facility. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
Engineers have spent years digging 8 miles of tunnels under the desert at Yucca Mountain. Those tunnels are designed to hold tons of radioactive waste for 10,000 years. And for what seems like 10,000 years, scientists, politicians, and the residents of Nevada have fought over the wisdom of that idea. The Department of Energy declined to discuss its new report, called the Site Suitability Evaluation, but the nuclear industry is happy with it. Scott Peterson speaks for the Nuclear Energy Institute.
This report looks at geology. It looks at how water moves through the mountain. It looks at whether there's risk from volcanoes that existed there millions of years ago. It looks at things like earthquake faults and what impact they might have on the potential repository there. So it looks at every natural system that could possibly have an impact. And over the last 20 years, the Department of Energy consistently has said there are no showstoppers that would stop development of this project.
If the government decides to go ahead with the plan, it will need 2 licenses from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, one to complete the facility and another to operate it. The Environmental Protection Agency must also give its okay. Peterson says this report shows all that is doable.
The EPA requirement is that the repository can emit no more than 15 millirem of radiation during its lifetime, and that's about the equivalent of a chest x-ray. And what the Energy Department's report concludes is that the emission of radiation from that site will only be 0.06 millirem, so much lower than what the EPA standard is.
In the coming months, Energy Secretary Spencer Abraham is due to tell President Bush his opinion on the fate of Yucca Mountain. If President Bush then asks Congress for approval to go ahead, the state of Nevada will get 60 days to file a notice of disapproval to Congress, which it will. Nevada Senator Harry Reid.
And the thing that I find so fascinating is that you can't coerce, beg, cajole them in any way to have them talk about transportation. You know, we talk about nuclear waste, none of us want it in our own backyard. Well, everyone's going to have nuclear waste in their own backyard if this repository is set up in Nevada, because it has to come there by rail or by car, and it can't get there any other way. It's not going to suddenly appear there out of the sky one day.
The Nuclear Energy Institute counters that shipping containers have been tested extensively, dropped from helicopters, for instance. But Senator Reid says, look at the train accident in an underground tunnel in Baltimore this summer. It burned for days. What if that had been carrying nuclear waste? John Ahern, a civil engineer at Duke University, agrees transportation is still a problem. Ahern recently worked on a National Academy of Sciences study that listed a number of obstacles, but the major ones weren't scientific.
The general public, after all, who has a major responsibility for the land and the areas, does not yet have confidence that all of their major concerns have been answered. And the communication between the science community and the general public has just not been very good.
The Department of Energy does not seem to be heeding this advice. The new report is 468 pages long. Reid points out the public has only been given 30 days to comment on it. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.